Come learn about St. Charles.
We've got a lot to share.
With new businesses and things to do.
A good time isn't rare.
It's going to be so much fun.
And hold on, we're not done. Stay up to date
with Nick
and Nate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Nick and Nate update. It's Nate.
And Nick.
And we're going to have a fantastic episode as we're going to be talking through all the cool things that you need to check out this spring and all the big events to the small events and everything in between. So, Nick, before we get started, I want to take a deep breath here through the nose. Know what that smells like, Nick?
It's springtime fresh air.
Yeah, although a little bit more filtered because it's through the St. Charles air Municipal Building air Heating and Air Conditioning, but it still smells like spring.
It still smells like spring.
We are finally here. The snow is done forever. There's definitely not going to be no more snow for the rest of spring.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Nate just jinxed that one.
So let's get talking into some of these big events, Nick, because we got a whole stacked lineup going all the way from now all the way till the end of spring in June.
Yeah, why don't you spring on into it, Nate?
All right, Mr. Nick. So first up, we have the After Image Film Festival, which will be on April 11th through the 14th at the Charlestown Theater. I mean, this awesome event is back again. We're so excited to see all the amazing films. They're going to have a myriad of amazing feature and short films that you don't want to miss out on.
I was going to say, it's super exciting to see this event grow, and it was great getting to, you know, speak with Andrew last year. And if you haven't heard that episode, be sure to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome having Andrew in and being able to talk through all the things that the film festival does and all the things that you can check out. Especially, too, for this year, come stop by on their opening night of the festival for the Illinois premiere of Ghostlight, which will also feature a post-screening Q&A with the stars of the film, Keith Kupferer, Tara Mallon, and Catherine Mallon Kupferer. So go check that out. Again, for all the information on the event, head to afterimagefilmfestival.com. All right, Mr. Nick, what do we got coming up next?
Yeah, so coming up on April 13th and April 14th is the St. Charles Spring Shop Crawl.
Woo-hoo!
So we're super excited to announce that there will be 16 amazing local businesses participating this year, offering sales, specials, promotions all weekend long. So it's a great chance to get some spring shopping, whether you need a new wardrobe come the summertime, you're just trying to look for, you know, new pieces of furniture to brighten up your living space. They're going to have that all and more. And best part about it is with every purchase, you'll get entered in to win a grand prize giveaway valued at over $900, Nate. $900. So
that's pretty good.
It's an incredible prize. So be sure to get out there, support local. And, you know, for more information on the list of participating businesses, along with the details on their sales and specials, along with learning how to enter into that grand prize giveaway, please visit stcalliance.org/stcshopcrawl.
Awesome. Absolutely. Can't wait for that to go on. Coming up as well, now we're moving on from April to May, is the Great Western Half Marathon and 10K, which will be on May 5th at Leroy Oaks Forest Preserve. This is hosted by the Fox River Trail Runners here in St. Charles, and it's a great way to get your first St. Charles Half Marathon done for the year and get your racing experience here started on the right or left foot. So if you want to find out more information, go check out the Fox River Trail Runners website for all the information on the event. Make sure to sign up soon as registration will be going all the way up to the day of the race, but you could try and get some of those amazing pre-race prices. So that's the Great Western Half Marathon and 10K. Nick, I understand there's another race coming up right after that.
Yeah, so on Saturday, May 11th, join Second Act Scene 2 for their Help and Hope 5K run/walk running for mental health at Leroy Oaks Forest Preserve. This race will go to benefits Second Act Scene 2, an organization which provides our community with high-quality professional mental health counseling and social work services at reduced cost to those in need. So it's for an incredible cause. So yeah. be sure to get out there, sign up, and support.
Yeah, and then keep that running going. But we're going to switch over from a different event to now with the 47th annual Chicagoland Gems and Minerals Show, which will be on the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend at the Kane County Fairgrounds. You can come and see an amazing collection featuring nationally known dealers of jewelry, fossils, semi-precious stones, and precious stones, and as well as artists, where there will be geode splitting, a silent auction, a kids' corner, black light fluorescent mineral displays, exhibits, demonstrators, door prizes, and more. So to find all the information on this event, go check out cgmashow.com.
Super cool. I know we had a chance to go over there last year.
Yeah, and it's crazy how much stuff they have there.
Well, it's amazing not only just the amount of vendors, but just how knowledgeable all those vendors are on these rocks and fossils. I mean, it's incredible. So, at the very least, get over there, check out the gems, and you know, learn a little bit too.
Yeah, it's almost like Earth's art, and although we have a little bit different art over on the east side of the river, Nick, take it away for what we got going on that weekend too.
Yes, so the St. Charles Fine Art Show is back over Memorial Day weekend. Come downtown to view the juried work of over 100 fine artists in a variety of different mediums, from, you know, not only local artists, but from all across the country.
Yes.
Along with the art that will be there for you to admire and for purchase, there'll also be some live music, children's art activities, and plenty more. So to find more information on the St. Charles Fine Art Show, please visit stcharlesfineartshow.com.
All right. And to bring it all out for the rest of our spring events is the Everybody Rides Bike Ride, which will take place on June 9th, which spring ends on June 20th this year, just so everyone knows that is still spring, and is hosted through Project Mobility at James O'Brien Park. This event features a wide variety of routes available to all sorts of bike riders. There's a 1.6-mile route, a 29-mile route, a 46-mile route, and a 62-mile route available for everyone to go from the, you know, people just want to get out for a nice little ride to the professional experienced bikers that want to go for a nice long route here in St. Charles. They'll also have a party in the park featuring food, beer, live music, raffles, local vendors, and more. As well as during the party in the park, they will also be doing a giveaway of one of their adaptive bikes as well. So you're also raising funds for an amazing cause with Project Mobility. They also run the Hops for Hope 5K and Brew Fest, which is hosted in the fall. So it's a great chance to continue supporting their organization here in the spring. So if you want to find out more information on that, visit everybodyrides.org. So that'll bring us to our the big events here in St. Charles, but also want to go through some of our small events too that you know will be taking place, you know, on the weekends and throughout the spring. So, Nick, there's something cool going on at Pollyanna. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So on April 28th, Pollyanna Brewing and Distilling is hosting a Dazed and Brewed Spring Makers Market with over 20 local vendors plus some food pop-ups. Entry to get in is free, so be sure to stop by, check out all the cool products they're creating, and you know, have a delicious beverage or two from Pollyanna.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll have to go check that out. We went to one over at Brother Chimp in North Aurora. It was phenomenal. So now that we get to bring one here to St. Charles for a little bit of a Spring Makers Market, I'm excited to check that out.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So another happening here going on in St. Charles throughout the spring is the Steel Beam Theater's Steel Magnolias play. This play was written in just 10 days as a tribute to his sister, Susan, by playwright Robert Harling. Steel Magnolias explores the relationships between a tight-knit group of Louisiana Southern ladies who gather in Truvy's small-town beauty parlor, celebrating the milestones in each other's lives. Filled with hilarious repartee and humorously verbal lacerations, the play deepens with when the spunky Shelby, who is diabetic, contradicts her doctor's advice and risks pregnancy. Steel Magnolias exemplifies the universal and unconditional strengths of sisterhood, resilience, and love. This play will run from April 19th to May 12th, and tickets are available at steelbeamtheater.com. All right, Nick, so that's what we got going on at the Steel Beam Theater here in St. Charles. What else do we have going on here?
Yeah, so let's head over to another theater and celebrate the 100th year of philanthropy with the St. Charles Women's Club's 100-year jubilee at the Arcata Theater on April 27th. This fundraiser will be utilized for scholarships for two females in the area and their 2023-2024 charitable partners, Lazarus House and Fox Valley Hands of Hope. There will be an Italian buffet, a cash bar, live auction, and they encourage everyone to wear Roaring Twenties attire. So if interested, visit stcharleswomensclub.com and get your tickets today.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, and also going on for another major event is also Earth Day, which will be taking place on Saturday, April 20th. So if you want to come celebrate Earth Day, there's no better way than coming to the St. Charles Park District's Nature Play on Earth Day, which will be 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 20th at the Hickory Knolls Discovery Center. Come participate in the global event celebrating the Earth with indoor activities, including crafts, animal meet and greets, and hands-on projects, as well as being able to venture outside to connect with nature by taking Harley the Hawk's Adventure Story Walk or playing in the Hickory Hideout. So great way to come celebrate Earth Day while you have a chance here in St. Charles. But also one thing about the Earth is having rivers, and there's a big river race coming up here, Nick. So what do we got?
Yes. So on Saturday, May 4th, you can come and challenge your canoe, kayak, and stand-up paddleboarding and rowing racing skills at the St. Charles Canoe Club's current Buster Race at Pottawatomie Park. There are going to be two races that day, a morning race at 9:30 a.m. and an afternoon race at 1:30 p.m. The race includes a short course for the recreational kayak class and anyone who doesn't want to do the long course. The short course is 5 miles and the long course is 9 miles. You do need to bring your own boat as they won't have any available for rental, but they'll be hosting a variety of classes so that you can improve your boating skills. So be prepared to have some fun and come down and enjoy them again on May 4th.
Absolutely. Well, and going on that day near the river as well is the Pottawatomie Dockside Party, which will be hosted on Saturday, May 4th at Pottawatomie Park. You can come and enjoy a spring afternoon lounging along the scenic Fox River. They'll be having festivities including live music, docked boat tours, yard games, and more. Purchase a refreshment ticket for $12 in advance for a brat or hot dog, chips, a non-alcoholic beverage, and dessert. There's an opportunity to purchase tickets for Riverlands Brewing Company, who will be there that day as well. So for more information on the event, visit the St. Charles Park District's website.
It is so exciting to see all these outdoor activities start taking shape again. You know, we waited all winter for it. So.
Yes, now that we're kind of thawing out, we're all getting ready to enjoy the sun and the spring. Yeah.
Because before you know it, it's going to be summer. And a great way to ring in the summer is with the Summer Barn Dance at Primrose Farm on May 18th. So not only will there be a bunch of live music and swing dancing, but you can also stroll through the barnyard, greet all the new baby farm animals, take a wagon ride, and participate in a pie baking and costume contests. So if you get your tickets in advance by May 17th, they are $18 online. Tickets at the door are $20. So visit primrosefarm.org to learn more and get those tickets today.
Absolutely. So that'll wrap up the events going around St. Charles. One more thing that we like to mention as well that'll be getting started here in the spring is outdoor dining. The outdoor dining scene will start officially on May 15th. So it'll be a great chance to come in First Street Plaza because that's going to be ready and open for people to come enjoy. Thank you all again for listening to the Nick and A update. We hope that you've enjoyed getting to learn about all the spring events coming up here in St. Charles that you do not want to miss out on. If you want to have a nice place where they're all consolidated into one little place to find them, make sure to download our Travel St. Charles app, which is available on the Apple and Android stores. Whenever you'd like to download it, it's a really handy use, not just for the events, but for finding all the great things in St. Charles, from restaurants with outdoor dining and patios, for information about First Street Plaza, and more. So make sure to download that. Otherwise, thank you all again for listening. We hope you have a wonderful spring. So, Nick, any final words of wisdom for our podcast here?
No, but things are blooming here in St. Charles.
They absolutely are, Nick. So thank you all again for listening. It's the
Nick
and Nate Update.